This is Republic by Matt Morton. Again, the chorus gathers on the stage. Again, again, because what does not tend toward repetition and hopes of prolonging its stay. Each day begins by promising a clear-cut expedition, but by evening I find myself perplexed, unsure of what meaning means, or why meanness, which means differently, so easily enters the heart but takes a lifetime to root out. Finite infinitives, to sail, to sing, to sigh. If I seem to be fascinated by trains, it is because I was born on a desert planet where there were none. Oh, to speed through evergreens in search of a focal point. We assemble from our succession of voyages, history, as in the reenactment and when each god chooses a side. Here in our country, yesterday's wordless communique consisted of one siren merely. Either it warned of imminent airstrike, or it hinted at a less radical change of pace. As when the flow of traffic stops, and you know it is safe to proceed, tethered to whichever plan has been assigned to you. But if only improvisation were permitted, I could finally give my soliloquy, and then... Again, the moonlight filters through the sieve of limbs. Again, the passengers fall asleep in their bunks on the bullet train, which plays its part in shuffling us from one place to the next. How, like models of courage, they must have been, the gods who, being gods, had so little to lose.